I've never forgotten the fact that Mark Cuban spent an inordinate amount of money on his locker room down at American Airlines Center. We talked to him and said, why are you redoing? And he pulled out walls and put in flat screen TVs and Game Boys and all this kind of stuff. I said, why? And why are you doing it for the opposing locker room too? And he said, because when I want to sign other players, I want them to want to come to Dallas, and you show them off these facilities. So locker rooms are a very big deal. It's a very big amenity. And one of the largest manufacturers of sports equipment and locker rooms for sports and office lockers is the Holman Company. And Travis Holman's the CEO, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
I thought about coffee machines and all, but I never thought of a locker room as being an amenity. I mean, just sort of a necessity.
Yeah, the new locker rooms are incredible now. They're just, you know, to get the players in, get the people that want to come there, that's their only space in the entire, you know, their office that is theirs. It's kind of like their office chair, their office area. So all their personal belongings there, all their, you know, they hook up all their iPads, all their technologies in there now. I mean, Cuban, even in his new locker room, even is pumping air just like the casino into that locker room. He spent $1 million, he told me, just to get this air in there so that it regenerates or revitalizes or whatever.
Yeah,
it makes the players a better player.
Well, yeah, are the gamble more. That's fascinating. I mean, and of course, the thing is, this was a novelty, I guess, when he did it, and now it's become the norm and it's expected.
Oh, yeah, there's colleges. It's a space race right now. All the colleges are doing new locker rooms, and some of them are doing, we just did one, and 3 years later, we're redoing it again.
So describe, I mean, we're talking about sort of wood and veneer and walnut and, you know, really over-the-top kind of locker rooms, right?
Yeah, they're doing it all sorts of materials. The big thing right now is they're using solid surface, which people would think like Corian, like your countertops.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Corian. There's a lot of stuff to get staph infections and infections out of there.
I hadn't thought about that.
So there's technology in there, but everybody's doing TVs. They're doing USB ports. They're doing facial recognition software, so it recognizes you when you walk in the locker room, and then it actually takes your up to your personal TV. It'll take and it'll say what your schedule is, what you have to eat for the day, how many calories you got to bring in if you're football, basketball. It pulls everything up based on your face when you walk in the locker room. It's amazing stuff.
I mean, your timing for this, or maybe it's the way the world is going, is fascinating, because more and more, we're going to these big open concepts. They find that people are more productive if they're all working together. You have these big common spaces. But if you do that, you've got no place to, you know, be sure that your purse is secure, or that you're, you know, somebody's not going to walk off with your jacket when you take it off. So you're going more and more into corporate America, right?
Yeah, the new thing in corporate America, I was just up at an installation. They had 1,200 people up there. They didn't move any walls. We put our locker systems in, their new desks, and they moved to 2,300 people in the same exact building with the same exact walls. But what they're doing is you walk on in, you swipe your card, and your card will tell you what desk to go to. And as soon as
you don't even have your own desk?
No, you arrive at the desk. The computer is downloaded to your stuff for that day. Your phone system is locked into that desk for that day. And they will put you with other people working on similar projects for that day, that week, that month. And you grab a locker, whatever locker you want. They're not assigned. And then the next, you know, 2 days later, you might be working on a different project and you're in a different part of the building on a different desk. And they just, with the IP software, they're just moving your information back and forth and controlling what they want you to do all day long.
It sounds like, I mean, these are very special. Do you have lockers you could just take off the shelf? I mean, the drawings and that sort of thing, and say this is what you want, or is everything custom now?
We do everything custom because there's so many colors and so many things that they're wanting, and so many different lock. There's intelligent locker systems now, which literally, like we're doing a bunch of stuff for apartments where you go in and you get a scan code and you get your packages delivered, and then we send the information back to FedEx to say, hey, they picked up their package at 2:28 p.m. So there's all sorts of technical stuff going on, and then all the stuff in the corporate environment is everything from tracking when your employees actually get there and leave. So it's like a time card stamp, and so they know when you come in, when you leave, based on the information going into the locker, based on the lock telling the IP what went on.
How'd you get in this business?
It was my dad's. Family started it in the 76, and I took it over, bought it from him about 2011, and, you know, we've had a good run. But every, I mean, Locker, I think it's a bright future.
I think you've convinced me, and I know it intuitively too. Where do you make these? I mean, where are they manufactured?
We've got about 360,000 feet right by, kind of by the Four Seasons in Irving. Really weird spot. We're surrounded by office buildings, and we got these plants over there. It's
pretty high dollar space, I would think.
My dad's a very good buying real estate, and he bought it. We purchased it, you know, about 20 years ago, and it's been great.
So where do you operate? All over the U.S.?
Yeah, we do. Actually, all over the world. We do U.S. We think about 70% market share. And then Europe, all of our customers that go to Europe, like Equinox, one of my customers, SoulCycle, when they do business, Barry's Bootcamp, when they do business in Europe or other places, we do that. We just did the Louvre.
You did the Louvre?
Well, we did the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. They just built a new one because there's so much artwork at the Louvre Paris. That all their extra stuff they're sending to Abu Dhabi, and Abu Dhabi paid for the name. And we just did that like 2 months ago. It was glass lockers with really fancy, it was beautiful stuff.
So the world is beating a path to your door.
It's an interesting time to be in our business, yes.
I think it's a great time to be here. I knew Cuban was onto something when his first time I ever heard about it anyway.
Yeah, Cuban's kind of leads a lot of stuff. He really cares about his players and the way this locker room we just did for him, everything was built to make the players better. Now, they're not having the best year this year yet, but the locker room is fantastic, and he's really trying to
need
do
to pump
part.
Some more air in there. Travis Holman's the president and CEO of Holman Inc. We can go to your website and see these things, right?
Yeah, holman.com.
I like it. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.